And now on Radio 4, it's that time once again to put away the word search, generously cover a cream cracker in margarine, and slice up that last tomato you've been saving. Then you can sit back and let the crumbs cascade down the front of your fawn cardigan as you relax to the dulcet tones of the show business legend, raconteur, after-dinner speaker and champion string untangler for the 1968 to 1969 season, Count Arthur Strong. Arthur retired from string untangling in 1970 and these days is making something of a name for himself on the rival string tangling circuit. Join him now for this week's instalment of Count Arthur Strong's radio show. There's another crane up there. Yep. Lot of building work's been going on since I was last in the town centre. What was it I had to remember not to forget? Toilet rolls? No, it wasn't that. I had the one out of the shoulder of mutton last night. If you can call it a toilet roll. The sheets are about 2 inches square. How the toilet paper designers imagine you use that, I do not know. It's a very delicate procedure that asking you to perform with paper that size. Should be at least 6 inches square. At least. There should be legislation governing that. Never mind giving us a toilet roll the size of Andy Pandy's. Oh, it used to get on my nerves, did Andrex Pandy. Him and bloody Luby Loo roll. Oh, mind you, it's better than that thing I was watching, the Teletubbles. Ooh, it was very difficult to follow what was going on in that. They all got out of bed, and then it took a fortnight for them all to say good morning to each other. I presume it was good morning. They speak in a language I've never heard before, possibly Turkish. Then when they'd finally shut up, the little plum-coloured one, I forget what it's called, Stinky Winkle or something like that, he switched on this big machine they've got that makes round toast. Then they all forgot about it, and then they started laughing. I have no idea why. I mean, the one with the handbag, Edgar Allan Poe, I think it was, did a little dance, but it wasn't that funny. It was nothing I hadn't seen before. Then the machine started firing toast all over the room and a big bloody vacuum cleaner the size of a train engine came in and sucked all the toast up through its nose. Then the green one of them had a television set in its stomach and they put that on and watched the programme with some Morris dancers on it. In actual fact, that was the best bit of the show. And I presume the Teletubbles agreed with me because they watched it again. Here. I wonder if he has to pay a licence fee in order to watch his own stomach. Anyway, if you ask me, that programme is far more suited to children.
Right, well, anyway, can I interest you in a tour of the city?
What?
Can I interest you in a tour of the city, leaving in 5 minutes?
5 minutes? You've sprung this on me very suddenly, haven't you?
See all the sights on an open-top bus?
I've seen all the sights, and I like a lid on my open-top buses, thank you very much.
It's a very interesting commentary as well. You can learn some things you didn't know.
I've already learnt the things I don't know, thank you.
Tickets only cost £9. It'll last for 24 hours.
24 hours? I'm not sitting on a bus going round the city centre for 24 hours. You could get to China on a push bike in 24 hours. And back again, if it was a tandem.
No, you're not on the bus for 24 hours. The ticket is valid for 24 hours. You can hop on and off.
Well, if you ask me, you haven't thought that through properly, have you? I mean, it would be obvious to an idiot. To get your money's worth, you have to stop on all day and night. Do they have toilets on them?
No.
Well, I would suggest to you that that was a health and safety pins issue. You can't keep people on a bus all that time and deprive them from a basic human right. Is there a bar or anywhere to get a drink on it?
No, you get off to do all that.
So what is it exactly I'm paying £9 for?
It's a tour of the city with a commentary. It lasts for about an hour.
Oh, now we're getting to the truth. Now I've drilled down into your figures. So, to get me to invest, what's £9 divided by 24?
I don't know.
Another one who doesn't know his business plan. It's 37 and a half pence. We'll call it 35 for cash. There you are. Right, I think I'll sit at the front. Let's just hope I don't need the toilet. Reserved. Oh, they must have known I was coming.
Excuse me?
What?
That seat's reserved?
Oh, no.
It's reserved for the tour guide.
Well, what's wrong with him sitting somewhere else? It's not fair he gets the best seat right at the front. I paid good money for this trip.
I'm the tour guide and I use the front seat. That's why we go to the trouble of putting a reserved sign on it.
Well, that's confusing. I thought it was reserved for me. You should think about making that a little bit clearer in your itinerary in the future. I've just got comfortable here.
Oh, look, it's fine, it's fine. We're about to leave now, don't worry. I'm sure I can manage.
I'd like to welcome you all aboard this city tour bus. We'll be leaving in just a minute.
About time.
The tour of the city will take about an hour.
That's right, not 24 hours like they've got on the billboard.
You'll have found a map of the route on your seat, complete with relevant landmarks, and if there are any questions during the tour, I'd be...
I've got a question. What does that say on your badge? Is that your name?
Yes, Simon. What?
Where's my map of the route, complete with repellent landmarks? There's nothing on my seat.
That's because usually that's my seat, isn't it? And I don't need a map on there. Here, have this one.
Thanking you.
Do you mind if I get on now?
No, not at all. In fact, I'm very much looking forward to your commentary.
Good.
Yes, it'll be interesting to see how much you get right. I'm a bit of a local historian myself on the QT.
If you look out of the window...
And satisfaction should always be given when money's changed hands. That's on my family crest. Well, it would be if I had one. In Greek or whatever language is the put round shields. Possibly Turkish.
Can I please get on now?
Absolutely. I'm all ears for you, Stephen.
If you look out of the window to the left, you'll see the parish church, which was built in 1885 by Cornelius Bloer.
Oh, here, here. I've got a great uncle buried in the graveyard there.
Have you?
Yes, I have. You haven't got another microphone, have you? Because I'm sure they'd all be interested to hear that as well.
No.
A loud hailer would suffice.
Look, I can't have a conversation with you. I've got to do the commentary.
Sorry, we were just literally passing the Art Deco facade.
Is that all you're doing on the parish church, then? You've not even mentioned the time I cracked my head on the font at midnight mass.
The stone-built building you can see on the left was once one of the largest mills in the region with a workforce
I got my mattress from there.
Mattress?
Yes, it's a bed warehouse now. Bobby's Beds. Oh, you want to see the stock he carries. Three floors. It's mattress heaven in there. He's got far more mattresses than one person could ever use. It's a good job people are buying them off him, really. Because he'd never get through them himself. He'd have to live to be 190.
Look, please, can I just...
A sprung double with a divan I got. £50 the lot, because it was slightly soiled. You never see the stain with a sheet on. Here, don't you want to say anything about the town hall?
Yes.
Well, we've just gone past it. That's bad planning, isn't it? Would make more sense to talk about things when we can see them. Then we'd know what you were on about.
Would you mind just keeping quiet?
Pardon me for trying to be helpful. Do you think you've got the right temperament for this kind of work? Oh, here, stop. Driver, stop. It's the market. I want to get off here. I'll only be 10 minutes or so.
What are you talking about?
I need to get some potted meat. And I might have a quick argument in the library. About some books they've said I've lost, which I haven't. I've lent them out, doing their job for them. You can park in a bus lane, can't you?
No.
Well, get the driver to put the bonnet up. It'll look like you've broken down. How long have you been at this game?
We can't stop. There are other people on this tour bus, and we can't park here.
Listen, I have a verbal contract with your associate which states quite clearly that hopping up and down are part of my remit. I'll be back in 10 minutes. Driver, the doors, please. Thank you.
They're a useless lot in that library. They want to watch it, or I might set up a rival laundry. A reliable lavatory. Oh, a rival library. could borrow my books to people. I've got all my westerns. And I tell you something, I'd be a little bit more pleasant to my borrowers than that lot in there. But mind you, if it's the fines where you make the money in the library game, isn't it? Eh? So I suppose you'd want to encourage customers who are forgetful. And I wouldn't do 50 pence a week, neither. I'd have a sliding scale. 80 pence for an hour, £1.10 for two, £3 for four, and all night for a fiver, same as the car park. Yep. If I could work out how to clamp somebody with an overdue library book, I'd be raking it in.
So are you going to buy anything or not? People are waiting.
Blimey, I'm only saying. Yes, I'll have 2 ounces of potted meat, or whatever it is you sell it in these days, kilohertz or millibands.
I'd do it in ounces.
Well, you shouldn't. We're part of the European Union now. Yeah. You could get arrested for that. But only take one person from Belgium over here on the holidays to notice that, and you've had it.
You asked for it in ounces.
Only because I know how intransigent you people are. I bet you're still driving on the wrong side of the road as well, aren't you? Eh? Wouldn't surprise me. You're lucky I'm not an inspector from the Interpol branch of Weights and Measures. Otherwise, you'd find yourself in very sticky hot water without the poodle. Are those mini pork pies fresh as well as tidy?
They were running round the field this morning.
What were?
The pork, the pigs.
They must have got up at the crack of bloody dawn then, if the pies now. The whole thing sounds very unlikely to me.
Do you want one?
No, I don't. I get my pork pies from a Morse the butcher. I like to know where the meat's come from, thank you. Air miles and all that. They do shocking things with meat these days. Dolly the goat, eh? And I have it on good authority that the majority of chickens have batteries in them now. It's scandalous. I take a very principled stance on all of that. I don't eat any meat that doesn't have a smile on its face. Before it was slaughtered, I mean. I don't want it gurning up at me from the plate.
Right, anyway, they're 20 pence each.
20 pence? Oh, give me two then. That'll do for a bit of lunch. And the crust on that one looks a bit like it's smiling, doesn't it? And those two knife holes look like eyes. So I've not had to compromise my deeply held belief system. Yes, I'll have two of your face pies, please. How much is that then altogether?
80 pence.
How much for cash?
90 pence.
Done. That's a done deal. Yep. If you don't get, you can't ask. There you go. 80, 90. See you again. I always manage to get a bit of money off with her. She's a bit slow. Right then, let's get back on the... Oh, I do not believe it. When I got back to the bus, they'd only gone and driven off without me, Jack.
Well, they're not a taxi service, are they?
And they never will be with that attitude. Money had changed hands. As far as I was led to believe, I had the use of that coach for a period of 24 hours to hop on and hop off at my liberty. It said that on the billboard. If it had said, get off and we leave you standing there like an idiot, I would never have parted with all that money.
Would you like a drink? Oh.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Jack. Thank you. That would be lovely.
I didn't actually mean
but
on
but you must
the...
let me buy the next one, I insist. It's only fair, Jack.
Oh, all right. What's it to be?
I'll have a pint of bitter. Oh, and have you got any crisps behind there as well? I've only had two laughing pies for me dinner. Running round a field this morning, I don't think. If there were, they'll have been doing it very slowly. I must have had all the cartilage out the legs in those pies. Very chewy. My jaw's still aching. And pastry's not aerodynamic, is it? If it was, we'd be flying round in it, in pie planes. So I don't know what's going on there.
Here you go.
Don't forget the packet of crisps. In fact, make it two packets, as you're being so generous. Bottoms up, Jack. That's more like it. Yes, a right shambles, that bus tour. I could do a better job with both arms shut and one eye tied behind me back, standing on me head, on one leg. I'll tell you something. The only thing that stops me having a go myself is, due to a cruel crisp of fate, I haven't got a bus.
That is the only department they can better me in. The bus front.
You know they do walking tours of the city as well.
Do they? Walking by foot?
Yes, I go for them in front of the town hall. I took my niece on her birthday.
Really? What, then you just went off for a walk with someone?
Well, yes, there's a bit more to it than that, though. Local history. It was actually very interesting.
How much did they charge for that, then?
Oh, I don't remember. It was a long time ago. It was very popular, though.
Do they have any special equipment or anything?
No, just a guy took us round, had a clipboard.
Ah, the clipboard. The clipboard. The perfect accessory. Gives you authority, does a clipboard. You never need to raise your voice if you've got a clipboard in your hand. No! I don't want any of your half-price sweets or chocolate. I want to buy this bloody clipboard. I've told you before about asking me if I want chocolate. That's why I've stopped coming in here. Nowhere else has got a clipboard, though, have they? So you've got me under a barrel there, haven't you? You are a stationer's, not a sweet shop. Stop asking people if they want chocolate all the time. I shouldn't have to run the, metal glove knights wear. They slap you across the face with it if they want to fight you. Oh, anyway, I shouldn't have to run whatever it is knights wear on their arms every time I come in here.
It's head office. We've been told to do it.
Well, I'd like to see the idiot that thought that up, having to stand here being offered chocolate every minute on the minute. How much is this clipboard?
£3.45.
How much for cash?
£3.45.
Done. Shake on it before I change my mind. Nice doing business on you. A goblet! Throwing down the goblet! See? Oh, there you go. Give us a bar of that galaxy as well while I'm here. Save me going down the paper shop, won't it? Right, where's a good spot to stand with me board? I've done a good job on that, even if I do say so myself. Walk in the footsteps of the dinosaurs on the historical city centre walk with trained expert guide to ease your passage. Adults, £4. Children, £4. Oh, I should put my rates for pensioners on there as well. Where's that felt tip? There we are. Pensioners, £4. That should pull them in. Oh, no, there's one of those bloody statue buskers over there where I wanted to stand. Dear, oh dear, they stand still with a bucket in front of them and then they scratch their noses or something when you put money in it and they call that a show. They get right on my nerves. Oh, you, why don't you put a proper show on? Anyone can keep still. You want to try doing a song and dance act? Yes? What are you looking at?
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to this idiot here. What does it look like?
What idiot?
Him doing the statue act. You must have seen them. They move when you throw money. They're all over the bloody place. They're worse than Pan's people.
Pan's people?
The ones that blow the ocarinas. Peter Pan's people.
That is a statue. It's a statue of the Black Prince.
Don't be ludicrous. You can see his sword arm wobbling. Look, it's clearly wobbling, that.
What about the horse he's sitting on, then?
Well, the horse is very convincing, I'll give you that. I mean, to train a horse to stand absolutely motionless like that must have taken him an hour or two.
And how do you think they got it up on that plinth? It's 10 feet high.
They jump all the time, horses. Beecher's Brook. Throw a pound at him. Go on, watch him wave his sword.
I'm not throwing a pound at the statue of the Black Prince. I've walked past it almost every day for the last 10 years. It doesn't move. It's a statue.
Well, you want to try opening your eyes next time you walk past it, don't you? Statue. Dear, oh dear. Oi, I say, you completely fooled him, didn't you? Eh? That nitwit I was just talking to. Didn't you? Eh? There's no one here to see, you know. And I know what you're doing, so you won't be spoiling it for me if you come out of it now. You could at least acknowledge I'm talking to you, couldn't you? Wiggle your sword arm. You're bordering on being rude, actually. All right, suit yourself. I'm not going to throw any money, you know, to get you to talk, so don't think you're being clever because you're not. I think it's crystal clear which one of us is being an idiot. walking tours, a few places remaining, block bookings accepted. How about you two? Do you want signing up?
Pardon?
Do you want signing up for a wonderful walking tour of the city?
No, I don't.
With a top celebrity stroke historian to guide you on your way?
Who's the celebrity?
Me, of course.
You? No, thank you. If you'd have been Ken Barlow off of Coronation Street, I might have thought about it.
Yes, well, I'm not Ken Barlow, am I? I'm someone much better than that.
I've always wanted to meet Ken Barlow. He's got lovely hands.
Yes, well, I haven't just been in one thing on telly for about 100 years. And I've never had to rely on having hands to get me work, apart from that rubber gloves advert.
So what have you been in, apart from the rubber gloves advert?
Oh, all sorts of things. I've been in shows so well known, you wouldn't even have heard of them.
Like what?
Listen, you're not auditioning me for a pantomime, you know. Now, do you want to go on my walking tour or not?
No, I don't.
What about him? Your husband, or whatever he calls himself?
Ask him.
What about you? Do you want to come on a walking tour?
What?
Do you want to come on a walking tour?
Well, don't lock walking, it's bad for you.
What are you talking about? It's not bad for you walking. It's good for your cardigan vascular system.
What?
It's not bad for you walking. It's good for you.
It's not if you get hit by a car.
No one's going to get hit by a car.
Well, you don't know that.
You're walking now, aren't you? How many cars have hit you?
Oh, yes, but I'm being vigilant.
Well, giving me £4 doesn't stop you being vigilant, does it?
No, thank you.
All right, clear off then. Go on, wasting my time. Watch out for all those deadly cars lying in wait, won't you?
Excuse me, are you doing walking tours?
No, I'm chewing a brick. What does it look like?
What?
Well, I'm stood with a clipboard in my hand, holding a poster on a pole which says walking tours. So what do you think?
Well, in that case, can I see your licence, please?
Come again?
I'd like to see your licence. Any sort of street trading has to be licensed by the council.
Oh, no. I don't do the walking tours. Did you think I did them? Oh, that's hilarious. That you would think I did that. Oh, wait until I tell them back at the office I'd work in. Oh, they'll laugh their heads in.
Then why are you holding that sign advertising walking tours?
Oh, you've seen that, have you? I thought you might. Now, there is a funny little story why I'm holding that. Oh, yes.
And that is?
Well, I was just walking through the square on the way back to my office where I do all the work I do. And the man that does the walking tours, ooh, he's a big chap, 6'12", ginger hair, big handlebar moustache, walks with a limp.
Oh, that must be quite a hindrance, a limp, for someone that does walking tours.
Yes, well, he covers it up ever so well. I only know because I've got an eye for these things. Anyway, listen, will you? Because all this is starting to irritate me now. He asked me to help because he'd been taken short.
Taken short?
Yes, he said he should have gone before he left home, if you must know. So, to prevent someone having an accident of a person nature, I said I'd hold his pole whilst he relieved himself.
And the clipboard, did he give you that too to hold?
No, clever Dick. The clipboard is mine for my work.
What is it you do, then?
I'm a food taster.
A food taster?
Oh, yes.
Well, who do you taste food for?
All sorts of people. You'd be surprised.
Well, like who?
Colin Montgomery.
What, the golfer?
Yes.
Why does he need a food taster?
Because he's a busy man, is Colin Montgomery. And if he's had all his food tasted, it stops him wondering what things taste like. Now, if you don't mind, we can't carry on this conversation anymore because I can't speak English. And I don't understand what you're saying to me. You see, I am completely Turkish. That bloody idiot from the council. If it hadn't been for him, I wouldn't have had to relocate. Still, you think there'd be some trade at the coach station, wouldn't you? Tourists? Oh, sod it, it's coming on to rain. I'll get in the waiting room till it's past. Take the wait up for a minute. Ooh, it's a bit warmer in here. Ooh, it takes it out of you, all that standing around doing nothing. walking tours of the city centre and its environs by local hysterical celebrity.
Here, mate, I don't suppose you do walking tours of the pubs, do you?
What?
Do you do walking tours of the pubs? We're all dying for a drink. We've been on that cage for 4 hours.
Walking tours of the pubs? Oh, joy! I've died and gone to heaven 17! Come on, get your £4 out. I'm your man. How many is there of you?
34. There you go. Keep the change.
I don't mind if I do. Follow me, then. Now, on our left, we see the Rose and Crown, the oldest hostelry in the city, the earliest parts of which date back to 1248. Let's step inside. As you can see from its timbers, it was extensively rebuilt in Tudor times.
Ah, never mind all that. Let's get some drinks in. There you go, mate. 34 pints of lager and whatever our tour guides have them. And keep them coming.
Oh, I love this job.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Excuse me.
What? Get out of the cupboard. I won't tell you again. What are you doing? What's going on?
You're in the coach station. You've been asleep.
I wasn't asleep. I was thinking. Oh, do you mean that was all a dream about that coach party buying me drinks?
I don't know.
Right, well, I've had enough of this. I know where I'm going. And I tell you something else, Jack. It'll be a big boost in trade for the shoulder of mutton.
Really, Arthur? You sure about that?
Ooh, yes. It'll be packed with tourists, this place, when I get my pub walking tour started. I can't think why nobody hasn't ever thought of it before. I road-tested the whole thing today in my dream. And just to give you some idea of how popular it was, I had 34 Austrians turn up, eh? And that was for a dream. So imagine what could happen in real life. Oh, yes, if there's one thing I know about, it's pubs. Listen to this. The Plough, Cheap Street, established 1850, changed its name in 1932. Formerly called the Bale of Hay. They've had 16 different publicans in charge there. Current landlord, Biddy Wallace. 6'12" tall, ginger hair, big handlebar moustache, walks with a limp, the King's Head, Whitfield Street.
Appearing with Count Arthur Strong were Mel Gederoich, Alistair Kerr and Dave Mountfield. The script was written by Steve Delaney and edited by Graham Duff. Count Arthur Strong's radio show was recorded live at the Dance House Manchester, is produced by John Leonard and Mark Radcliffe, and is a joint Comedia Entertainment and Smooth Operations production.